Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and today is day one for Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua, Perfect Shalom. Meditation verse for today, Isaiah 26, 2-4. Open the gates, let the righteous nation enter, one that keeps faith. You keep in perfect peace, shalom, one whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in Adonai forever, for the Lord Adonai is a rock of ages. Tree of Life Version. So what does Emunah mean? It means faithfulness. Emunah, a noun meaning truth, faithfulness. It is used to describe God's character and his actions. Deuteronomy 32:4, the rock. Blameless is his work. Indeed, all his ways are just. God of faithfulness without iniquity, righteous and upright is he. The psalmist often uses this word in their praise of the Lord and his faithfulness. Psalm 33:4, for the word of Adonai is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. And Psalm 100, verse 5, for Adonai is good, and his loving kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. When people are faithful, good comes their way. 2 Chronicles 19:9. He charged them, saying, this is how you shall act, in the fear of Adonai, faithfully and wholeheartedly. Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are detestable to Adonai, but those who act faithfully are his delight. And Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man will have many blessings, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. The word Emunah is also used with righteousness to describe the character. Proverbs 12:17. A trustworthy witness tells what is right, but a false witness, deceit. So when we say Emunah, life in Messiah Yeshua, we are speaking of a life lived in faithfulness to him, his word, and his faithfulness to us shown through Messiah Yeshua. The Amplified Bible Translation of Isaiah 26, 2-4. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the one that remains faithful and trustworthy. You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you, in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, your banner. For the Lord God, or Yahweh Elohim, is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. Because of his faithfulness, we can have complete confidence in his word and in his promises. As Isaiah says, he will keep us in perfect shalom when we keep our minds focused on his faithfulness and his word. He is forever faithful. That is his character. So we can put our whole trust in him because he is watching over his word to perform it in our lives every day. If we are not walking in perfect shalom, then we are not focusing on his word, but on the lies of the enemy. Daily meditate on these scriptures and let your mind be renewed with his truth, his righteousness, his love, and his faithfulness to you. Fear and doubt is a lack of trust in his word and his promises. Remind yourself daily that you can trust your heavenly Father, Abba, with your life, your needs, your healing, your deliverance, your peace, your protection, and whatever else concerns the life of your family, life, home, and ministry because of the redemption you have in Messiah Yeshua. The Hebrew for peace is shalom. It's a masculine noun meaning peace or tranquility. This Hebrew term is used 237 times in the Tanakh and is used to greet someone. It is common in Hebrew to ask, how is one's peace, or mach shalom, which is equivalent to asking, how are you? Moreover, this word was often used to describe someone's manner of coming or going. Sometimes this took the form of a blessing, go in peace, or shalom. Peace is present with the wise, but absent from the wicked. Proverbs 3:2. For length of days and years of life and shalom they will add to you. In Proverbs 3:17, her ways are pleasant ways and all her paths are shalom. This was referring to walking in the wisdom of the word Yahweh. It is often pictured as coming from God. Gideon built an altar and called the altar Yahweh Shalom, the Lord is peace. Judges 6:24. The word trust is a Hebrew word batah. It's a verb indicating to trust, to be confident. It expresses the feeling of safety and security that is felt when one can rely on someone or something else. It is used to show trust in God. Psalm 4, verse, and in the Jewish translations, it would be verse 6. Offer righteous sacrifices and put your trust in Adonai. In Proverbs 3:17, her ways are pleasant ways and all her paths, are shalom. That's referring to shalom. I meant to read Jeremiah 49:11. So let's go there. And this is again Jeremiah speaking to Israel. Leave your orphans, I will keep them alive, and let your widows trust in me. It also refers to trust in other people or in things. In addition, this expression can also relate to the state of being confident, secure, and without fear. Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Why can we be as bold as a lion? Because we put our trust and confidence in our Father, in His Word, in His protection and His promises. So we don't have to fear and we can walk in boldness in Him. Go in His shalom and His trust. Shalom in Yeshua.